Blog Talk Radio.
Olive Garden's never-ending first course is always on us with every delicious entree. Garden fresh salad, on us. Homemade soup, on us. Now as for the breadsticks, who are we kidding? They're on us too. Only at Olive Garden.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
really. All right. All right, everyone. Good evening. It is me, your girl E, and this is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Town Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN. And again, I'm your host, and this is the Strictly Business Show. So I got a bunch of fine black men on my show tonight. One, I'm very biased of because he's family. He is my crazy Uncle Micah. And he's been a guest on the show a few times. And we got crazy cousin Clyde, and he's been on a guest. He's been a guest on our show. And we have somebody who's willing to hang out with this crazy bunch, Wes Wright. He is a branding specialist. So I'm very, very excited for the show because we talk about a family affair. I was thinking about the past month on the concept of family business, how families come together to build their brands, to build their businesses. If you think of the Asians and the Indians, how they got the restaurants and the hotels and the gas stations and the cookie marks, they keep it all in the family. And they are able, everybody's able to eat, right? Okay, and I am also someone who I'm big fan. I don't know why, but I'm into pop culture. It is a guilty pleasure. If you think of people like the Wayans brothers, where Keenan Ivory Wayne put his whole family on and made the groundbreaking Living Color, where it was a sketch comedy. If you think of the Jacksons, where Joe Jackson, he put them kids to work and got them out of Gary, Indiana. He was their manager. If you think of the DeBarge, the whole group, brother and sister, we're going to make this money. We're going to take care of our family. If you think of the Winans, BB and CC and Marvin Winans, everybody was a family. They worked together to pull each other up out of the obscurities of poverty or wherever the situation is, they was going to be better as a family. And so I got my family on tonight. And so we want to talk about the plus and the minuses of a family business. All right. So what I want to do is talk mostly about is the branding, starting with the branding. And we have a branding expert. And because he is a rookie to this all-star team, I want to give you guys an introduction on Wes Wright. Wes, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. Tell us about yourself and your business and how can a family brand together as opposed to that road. Not the Michael Jackson in the group, so to speak, because we all know there's that one that's the star. There's the one that's the key player. But how does a family brand so we know when you hear the names such as the Wayne brothers?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me. I'm definitely working here on this platform. Perhaps you're going to want to do what I expect. So as far as branding and dating is concerned, it was born out of my need for us to be able to, express to my people how we can work collectively as a group. Right, and I think that the most visible way to do that is being able to create a brand and being able to represent a brand in and of itself. I guess the idea started when I ran my record company, was ASL Records, and you know that's the idea to build ourselves around the brand, and we just got effective. So, this is what I say about family business.
Yes, before you continue, get closer to the mic.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I just probably got to speak up a little bit more. They mess with me about that all the time. All right. So as far as branding is concerned, I'm sorry, marketing is concerned. So I deal with this in different. So my my business kind of took a turn here recently in the last year, and we started focusing on more artificial intelligence tools to be able to help us streamline our processes and take us to the next level. So I would say this about this family business in and of itself. I think that if we could figure out how to work together and take the sting out of accountability, well, not even take the sting out of accountability, be able to accept the sting of accountability, right? And that's kind of one of the things I'm trying to work into, too. And that's the interesting part about being in the business. When you're in the business, you're accountable to someone, because someone's paying you. So when I get a new client, they have expectations, and they expect me to fulfill those expectations, and that's my accountability. And I think that we have to be the same when we're doing business with each other, making sure that the accountability is there and the world follows.
Put yourself on mute for a minute, because there's a bad connection. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to Q&A you. And each time I do the Q, just go on mute. And then you can unmute to give yourself the answers. That way we're not getting the bad feedback. All right, there we go. Okay, so basically taking accountability, which I do like, because I'm someone that I tell people I'm not above reproach. I'm someone that if there's an issue and it's me, and you bring it to my attention, I'm going to own it. I'm going to be like, okay. And even if I don't see what you see, I'm going to understand and try to see what you see so I can own it. So when it comes to building the family platform, so for example, I am an author, a publisher. This is my company. I have my own publishing company, and I'm a writer. And then, of course, I have my own platform, such as the E. Davis Show, where I do writing tips and purposeful information. If I reach out to my Uncle Micah, who is a promoter, how can we get past the uncle-niece relationship, keep it business, yet as my uncle, he's going to make sure that I'm well represented. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I think that as long as all relationship dynamics get complicated. They can be, and they don't have to necessarily be complicated. But I'll say that I feel strongly about accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people respecting each other. So when we're talking business, when we are set out to do something, it has to be more than just words. So I'm action oriented. So if we agree to do something and then we follow through, that's what I mean by accountability. Because a lot of times, oftentimes, I'm starting to see that the dynamic is usually where, you know, we'll have a great conversation and we'll start talking about doing some things. And we have individual things going on. So that kind of overlaps by what we're talking about, and nothing really gets done. So, you know, when I sit with my team and we're talking about being more action oriented. I think that kind of helps with this developing any business relationship, focusing on being action-oriented and say a thing, do a thing.
I like that. Okay. So, all right, so I just need you to go ahead and mute your phone for me. And I'm going to our favorite cousin, Cousin Clyde. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
I'm already done. All right, so. The term, even your brand is Cousin Clyde. So you're coming off saying, I'm your cousin. I'm your family.
Yep. We family.
So talk to us about being the cousin in the group.
Well, a cousin is more like a family. You know, cousins don't get a lot of respect unless they're doing something to brag on your cousin about. Because most people, you know, they don't grow up with their cousins, or they see cousins from time to time. You know how that goes. But, you know, when cousins come around, you know, just a good turn up, or like, hey, I can't wait to one of the two. But, you know, that's why I come in with the business. I just try to be the glue that brings everybody together.
So you're the peacemaking cousin?
Yeah, I'm the peacemaker.
Okay, so in a family business, what do you think the important values of working with your family?
I would say what my man Wes was saying earlier, accountability. It's good, you know, it's good working with family because you know who you're working with and you feel like there's a different kind of trust and love that's there. But that's also easily to be taken advantage of. So it's like a good and a bad thing working with family.
Would you work with family or have you worked with family?
Yes, I would work with family, certain family members.
Certain, okay.
Certain family members, yeah. Like my brother, he keep wanting me to work with him, but I wouldn't work with my brother. Because I'm going to have to cuss him out, and you know, he's going to look at me like I'm, you know, being a big brother to him. You know?
Okay.
He's just talking because you're older, and, you know, and that's when family divide come in, not seeing me as, you know, like a boss or as a person, you're seeing me as family. But I will work with family, though, if they can be business, if they business minded.
So your brother does not see the business behind the brand?
No.
Okay, so that's somebody you just, so in other words, he doesn't know how to shift. So in other words, like, when you guys are working together, he's not working for, he has to look at it as, I'm working for Cousin Clyde. Instead, he's looking at it as, that's just my brother Clyde. I'm just doing whatever.
Right.
Okay, I got you. All right, so we got the plus and the minus. So we are going to continue. We have a track by legendary DJ Brother O. All right, Dummy, just stay tuned.
Yes, yeah. Oh, hey. Them itching for you to scratch them. I'm trying to hide them with them. I'm trying to come with the rest. And I'm gonna make it known that I want them to know. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I've never seen it before. Maybe at the liquor store. Maybe at the telephone stand. They don't know that I'm your man. Everybody wants to treat me so cold, but I know I love you and you love me. There's no other love but you.
Yeah. Yo, so I only paid you occasional. I'm amazing you other than those invading you, pushing up, persuading you with conversations that consist of solicitation, false information. See, I deal with sophistication, swift and lobster style. You see me dressed up proper in crocodiles, pocket wound. I leave alone unofficials, it's not your style. My intervision is just plush life living. Me escaping this inner city prison, raping our women, it's causing havoc. Waking bonds that birth marriage. This earth was once lavish, now it's coach left for a savage. Mind, I tech mind, respect mind, less connect. Project flex, wet sex, and wine all the time. The firm staff on the climb. Now it's the trio, D'Angelo, AZ, and Primo. You know how we go. We go from affiliation. 9-6.
That is the master mix. And that is, let me get my information up here. That is the master mix. Our producer is one of the best in the city, in the nation. He's international. So is this show. You're on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So anyone listening, please call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Media. I am your host, E. Davis. This is a Strictly Business show, and we got three fine black men with us tonight. Uncle Micah, for some reason, cannot stream, but he is on the air. Everybody knows my crazy Uncle Micah. I wouldn't be me without him because he thought he was my dad growing up. So I got some horror stories about me, Uncle Micah. We're not going to talk about those tonight. But we got Wes, the branding expert specialist. Wes Wright, follow him on Facebook. We got our crazy cousin Clyde. He is a comedian. Is that fried fish you're eating?
Wes.
A jerk chicken. Yeah, bro. We keeping it professional now. And on the phone, we got my Uncle Micah, one of my favorite. I think I got six uncles, and he's in the top tier as one of my favorite uncles. Uncle Micah, are you with us?
Uncle Micah is here.
All right.
Uncle Micah.
Wait a minute. And then the producer is one of the fine black brothers, Oladele Ngozi. He is a producer.
Oh.
He is the master.
What's going on? What's going on? Compton, California. Compton, California, please stand up.
We know you from the West. We know that for the crap. All right. So. Let's talk to our crazy Uncle Micah.
What's good with you? What's good with you guys?
All right. I just need Wes and Cousin Clyde to mute your phone because Cousin Clyde is eating. All right. So, my crazy Uncle Micah, first of all, Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm great, grand, and groovy, living my life like a movie.
And I just want to thank you again for taking the time to be on the show. This is your, third time on the show?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm saying? I always love getting the opportunity to spend time with my favorite niece, you know, and so we get to build and share a little bit of information with people to help them build. So it's always a win coming on your show.
Uncle, you are the best in the world. So Uncle Mike has been in my life since I was a baby girl. He is my uncle, my mother's brother, the baby brother, the young and the last of the Mohicans. And our relationship was always big brother, little sister things. I think he just now gave me my furlough. I'm 47 years old. He just now gave me my furlough to be an adult. He had jokingly teased one day that when we come and visit him and my grandmother, that I can bring my husband, but we just can't share a room. That's how overprotective.
That's how it go down.
I'm a full-fledged married woman, and Uncle Mike is like, I don't care. That's how protective he is.
In my location.
We ain't doing this tonight, Uncle. We're going what it is that it's part of the family business because you're going to make sure that the baby girl is okay, which I completely appreciate. So you are a promoter. So
I'm a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? I do a little bit of everything. I rock with Cousin Clyde as his right hand because, the guy likes to, let's just keep it real, man. The guy's violent, extremely violent. And so if I'm not around, somebody's about to get beat up. So I keep Clyde from beating people up. And so that's my job primarily as a peacekeeper. He's a peacekeeper in the sense that he hangs around me. But in real life, I'm his right hand, and with Untamed, we have been building a entertainment company. We have a variety of things that we do, but Cousin Clyde is primarily focusing on being a comedian, although the boy's been blessed with a lot of different talents. I also work with Wes, learning to become a digital marketer, because of Clyde, I do marketing and promotion. And I'm primarily a guerrilla marketer, meaning that I spend my energies in the street and utilizing the different tools that are available as I'm out here in the streets trying to get whatever it is, primarily Cousin Clyde, exposed.
Okay. So speaking of exposure, we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for holding tight. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
All right. We wait for that caller to come back. And when she comes back, E. Davis, you know what I mean, will be Clyde, Micah, Wes. You know what I mean? How you brothers doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You know, it's good to have some masculine energy on here because, you know, E. Davis, man, you know, she a put door on the skirt. So always got to watch out for her, man. You know what I mean? She's always trying to, you know, yeah, very ambitious. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Rough and rugged, but she's a lady, though. I'm gone.
I taught her that.
He did. One day I was cussing up a storm. I almost said, "What is? Who are you talking to?" That's not. I'm not hearing that. I was like, "Wow." He was like, "No, never that." I don't even think I talk reckless still to this day around you, Uncle.
No, you don't. That's why our relationship is what it is, because it's about respect. And honestly, that's one of the things that I believe is a key component in being able to have a successful business relationship with family. Respect. When you respect the person that you work with, there's levels that you'll go for that person. And that means, you know, ensuring that you give your best, because, you know, they're going to give you their best in return.
So speaking of respect, so what Clyde had saying before the musical break is, you know, working with certain family members, they're not seeing the brand or the business. They still see the family member. So how do we shift from, say, niece and uncle, brothers, because even my brother has his businesses. And when I need his advice, or he wants my services, it shifts from just my big sister and my little brother. It's now I'm coming to this person for this job. How do we shift that relationship? Because at the end of the day, when we punch out, punch the clock, even though we own a business, we don't have a clock to punch. But at the end of the day, you're my brother, you're my sister, you're my uncle, you're my niece. How do we shift it from the brand, the business, and not look at it as family relationship?
That's where I was thinking that respect comes in. Because, like I said, if you respect the person that you're talking to or dealing with, it doesn't matter the dynamic as far as family is concerned. I think if there's respect and then you're family, I believe that family element adds something extra. It's going to make you go harder for that person as opposed to just someone else if you have that level of respect for them. But I do see how in many cases a family dynamic really just kind of leaves the person to believe that this is somebody I can take advantage of because they're family.
Mm.
So it's a mindset of the individual. I don't know how much of a shift in mentality that there could be. I think it just matters on the individual.
So, Clyde, now you were shaking your head. Tell us why you were shaking your head.
Because it's almost inevitable that when you're working with family or just spouse, you know, like now, like husband and wife, together, be business together, it's like, it's hard to separate the business from the family relationship. Because what you do in business will run over after the clock is ran out.
Exactly. to run over. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I honestly feel like if you got a good relationship with a person, like, take the instance like you and Micah, you know, like how Micah and how Micah, if I had a relationship with a family member like that, I wouldn't be feeling.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Let's continue that point. Let me get my caller in. I want to continue that point because that statement right there is very powerful. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, E. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp, and I'm calling in from the great state of Texas. How are you?
Hey, Genesis. How are you?
I am doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. So what are your thoughts on a family affair, having family help you build your business?
I think it has its pros and cons because sometimes, you know, doing business with family can have, you know, a rocky start, especially if people don't know how to separate business versus family. And at the end of the day, we're running a business. We're not yes, we're family, but we need to separate that whenever it's for the better good of the business structure. And I think depending on, well, I'm just going to speak for, like, the African-Americans, Blacks, or however you choose to identify yourself, they already have an issue coming together. And me being Caribbean, I see it a little bit differently because of how I was raised, but Black-Americans, or, you know, those who were kind of born in the States or whatnot, we already have a hard enough time trying to support one another that we're so divided. So looking at that in a family space, you definitely have to have a strong family unit, and everyone has to kind of know their place and have boundaries in order for it to work like a well-oiled machine without people trying to feel jealous or envy of one another, or people trying to be shady in other aspects. Then on the flip side, I've seen it where it has worked great because, you know, people have brought in outside consultants to really identify certain gaps and needs, and they've used their family members based on their strengths and their abilities in certain areas for that business to truly thrive, and not just thrive, but also survive, especially during pressing and hard times. So I see it definitely has a twofold there.
Twofold. Okay. All right, I love your point. It's setting those boundaries. And if you have a strong family, if you have a strong family unit, then those boundaries are set. And when you're trying to build a business and you got your sister and your brother helping you with promotion, navigating and things like that, then that brother or sister, whoever's on your team, will now look at the brand and the business and keep you focused. You know what I mean? And then they can also keep you centered, you know, when the show stops. So
and I would also add to communication, making sure you communicate across the board. That is very key. And just having touch points to tie back into the overarching business needs, the mission statement, and et cetera. And also branding and imaging, you know, speaks volumes. Like if you know one of your family members may not be the best to be on the billboards or identify the brand, don't put that person over marketing or out in the public's eye. If you know they're not always going to be on their up and up and they're going to be doing something where people may look at your business sideways because of what they post on their personal, you know, social media or whatever. We all have personal lives, but at the end of the day, you have to remember if you're running a business, you're the face of the business, whether you're on stage or off stage, people are always looking at you, whether or not you see them or whether or not you like it. And you know, they're looking at you, and that could also affect your business as well.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Genesis. You made some valid points, some very powerful points. And that's what we're
going to be best
with.
Hold up, Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear anything. Everything has been extremely echoed. Is there any way that could be fixed?
We're actually working on that. Genesis, do me a favor. If she's still on the line, Genesis, mention everything on the StreamYard page. That way we can
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you right now. The main line is fine. So that might be your line, bro, because we heard Genesis clearly without any echo. So we try, you know what I mean? It's something to fix over here. So it is what it is.
Yeah, if Genesis is still there, if she's still listening, ask her to go on the on my page, on the StreamYard page, and just comment everything that she said. Because what she said.
But call me back. Let's see if I can get a better connection, please.
Okay. All right. And then while we're doing that, we have another track by international DJ Brother O.
Let me tell you about it. Oh, yeah. I want to tell you about it. Let me tell you. I've been gone so long. Just want to sing my song. I know you've been here. There is a lot of things. Up to the man upstairs, but all I gotta do is hold on.
All right, we are back. And we are on the air all the way from all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And tonight, this is a family affair. We're talking about how to build a business with your family, the pros and the cons. Cousin Clyde's been shaking his head all night. Talk about don't do it. Don't do it. And Wes Wright is the branding expert. All right. So our host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, is a host of one of the hosts on the shows, and she made some valid points about branding within the family. So, Wes, at the risk of sounding redundant, how can we brand for a family?
I'd like to say this about it because I want to kind of add on to what she was already saying, the point that she made. And it's true, sometimes it can be difficult working with families. And I think that when we started the conversation, I was focused on that accountability because I realized in my own effort that when accountability, when there's clarity, we could be clear about what the task has to be done, right? And when I talk about this thing, we're talking about, you know, if somebody's doing something they're not supposed to be doing, or if they're doing something that they're not doing something they agreed to do, it should be okay for you to mention that without it being a mistake. Because sometimes the ego gets in the way, and the ego usually derails the conversation, right? And we all know that. You know, people get indignant real fast. You're like, but wait a minute. This is what we agreed to do. In my own efforts, what I used to do is introduce a code of conduct first. So that's where the clarity comes into play. So we understand what we're doing here, a code of conduct, how we're supposed to be acting and behaving. So we don't want to just automatically assume that everybody's on the same page. And I think that sometimes we go wrong left and right with that as far as family business is concerned, because you have things that you want to get done. You mention what you need to get done, and you just expect it to get done somehow without even setting a road pathway or even being clear about, you know, who's doing what. So I think the code of conduct will help a lot, just having that in place.
Okay, so how do we get our families, because Clyde's been, he's shaking his head. He's not. He's like, you know, okay, don't do it. You know what I mean? So how do we be like, okay, listen, this is my business. This is my money. This is how I eat. And I need you to be on your game. So if I got to be, like, for example, if I am, okay, so I'm an author. I'm an independent author. And I have an opportunity to go to a bookstore and sign my book. And I need a promoter, right? And let's use Crazy Uncle Mike, for example. So we got Crazy Uncle Mike, for example. He's our promoter. He's the one who's going to get the word out there. So within 2 months, I'm promoting that I'm going to be at, say, Barnes & Noble. And I need him to market this, to promote this. I'm going to be here at a certain time. I'm going to be having my newest book. But he's still looking at me as his niecey poo. How do I get him to see me as the brand, as a business?
First part of that is just agreeing that that's what's going to happen. I think that once you come to the table and you say, okay, this is what I need to get done. This is a list of things that I need to get done. If you're willing to do that, then that's where your accountability lies. If you agree to do it, then you have to be accountable for doing that. And I think that the dynamic of the relationship will play itself out in a way where the work is done. And if it doesn't, then you can, you know, that's where you, you know, it can derail from there. But at least you're clear about what needs to be done.
Okay.
Right? Because then that's accountability. Like, you agree, this is what we're talking about. This is what you agree to do. And this is a set of needs here that I need fulfilled. Because if you were hiring someone else outside of family, that's how you would approach it. I would approach it saying, hey, listen, this is the set of needs that I have. This job has the function, what I need to do. This is the likely outcome that I need. And if you could facilitate that, then I'd be more than glad to work with you. And if that family member says, you know what,
I agree that you need to get that, and I feel like I can. That's where the accountability comes into play, right? So now you made an agreement. The agreement is set in stone. There's clarity here, and that's the thing too. That's why I like code of conduct, because it sets the foundation for clarity. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's the physics of progress. You have to get clarity first, then action. Clarity, action.
Okay. So do you think that because a lot of families work together, I'm going to use, it's a guilty pleasure, the Kardashians. Y'all know it's a family affair. Y'all know the underlying secrets on how they got to the top. But the manager is their mother. And one of the things that she said, Clyde, I see you cutting up. One of the things that she said was, who else is going to know what's best for their client but their mother? So that's why. Right. So for her to go as hard as she's going as hard, it's because for her kids. Now she get a cut, or she get her 10%. But he's like, I'm going to go hard for you because you're my daughter. I'm not going to let nobody do X, Y, and Z to my daughter or to my son or to my grandkids, whatever. So
I
got to
come on and say something for this one, E. Davis. I got to come on and say something.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Lamar Jackson, of the great quarterback from the Baltimore Ravens, his mother was his manager. And the white power structure did not want to give this woman any props, right? She orchestrated one of the greatest contracts in the history of professional sports. This man got paid $251 million with his mother being the chief architect. They don't want to talk about his mother came into the boardroom, E. Davis, to orchestrate this. Isn't that crazy? You know what I mean? He didn't have to have any outside agent. He had his mom, man. Wow.
So do you think that's why? Because she was like, I'm going to make sure my son is protected?
No doubt. Matter of fact, she wanted him out of Baltimore. Because it's all about, you know, like Jerry Tito always says, KYW, know your worth. You know, she's been instilling that since he was at Louisville. When he, you know, when he was drafted on draft night, the last pick of the draft, right? You know, no one believed in him. This man was the most valuable player of the league. He should be paid like a most valuable player of the National Football League. Yes, she had his best interest at heart.
I believe that's one of the good things about working with family is that they do have your best interest at heart. You know, better than any kind of stranger. If your family do want to see you win, I think where the dynamic is that when it comes to working with family, sometimes we are bad at putting our family members in positions that they're probably not really ready for. Like what Wes was saying earlier, it's like we can have a complete understanding coming into this. And like you say, you know, I just use you and Micah because I've got a good relationship, and Micah's a promoter. And let's say you do know book how your Micah to promote for your book show, and then, you know, the results are not what you want. And now you have to have this conversation with somebody you have this great relationship with. And, you know, not saying you two, but just, you know, in most you know, relationships, it's like those conversations, be those hard conversations that will let you know whether or not you can work with family or not.
Yeah, that's what I mean by embracing this thing, too. Like, the person that you're talking about, like, if she has a set of tasks that needs to be done and he's not fulfilling it, you know, you got to accept the fact that there's going to be a conversation that he had. You're going to have to accept the sting. It's just that there's no way around that.
And the sting is hard. It's kind of
it is.
I think it's also the ego. So if we use Mike and me, for example, I think it would maybe the ego, because I'm the niece. You're the uncle. Uncle's in a level of authority.
So remember, like with the mutual respect being there too, then, you know what I'm saying, it could be a difficult conversation, but it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all, as long as the conversation is had properly. And I personally suggest that when these conversations are had, it's always in this format. Build, break, build. It has to be, hey, listen, I appreciate the fact that you're putting the effort in and you love me and I know your best interest, my best interest is at heart. But hey, listen, you agreed to do this, that, and the third. It hasn't been done, and I expected that to be done, and I'm a little disappointed that it hasn't been done. But with that being said, I still love you, and I'm still willing to consider working with you as long as you can agree that we're going to get this done by said amount of time. And if that happens, then if not, then you know that y'all can't work together. Okay, moving on. I still love you. Everything is all good. Kumbaya. Keep moving on.
I look at it more of a dynamic of, like what you said, with Micah being the uncle. So, like, just think about sometimes when you're at work and you have those stressful days where things are just, like, coming at you. And, like, when you're talking, you're not, like, talking as, like, you know, you might not see Micah as uncle right now. You feel what I'm saying? You're like, I need to get this done. I need, you know, because you could be stressful. And that person might not understand about, hold on, we're not going to be talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like this. But it's not like I'm talking to you in any kind of way. It's more like, hey, I need this done. I'm putting, you know what I'm saying, some emphasis on how important it is or what I need to get done. And I'm just trying to see what I need to do to motivate you to get done what I need. Because it's like you're supposed to find them. But you won't find them. Like, hey, let's see what we can do to keep it going on.
Find them definitely got to be an option. Let me take that out and put that in. It has to be an option.
Yo,
all right, before we get to that option, we got another track. All right, and y'all, my mic is texting me, busting. Y'all going to get me in trouble. All right. I got to talk to this man after
the phone yet.
Okay, we got another track by DJ, international DJ Brother O.
Everybody come lay down. Everybody is on me.
Been cutting up all night. We are live on the air all the way, all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. We are internationally known for this microphone. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. David. I am beyond excited because, like my big brother say earlier in this episode, we got mad male energy, but I think I'm holding my own. I think I'm holding my own.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah, you are. And that last track was dedicated to Lamar Jackson's mom right there, man. You know what I mean? Because she put on the chicken grease off the stove for the Crisco, don't you know? You're what Dan said.
Oh, man, we got Wes Wright. He is a branding specialist. We got Cousin Clyde, the comedian. He's going to keep it light. He's going to keep it funny, but he's going to keep it real. And Uncle Micah had to fall off, but he's actually listening. And as we were using our dynamic as relationship, I was getting scolded. But that's all right. That's all right. As the niece, I'll be like, yes, Uncle Mike, I'm going to call him later anyway. We're going to talk. No, I'm just talking stuff. But nonetheless, this has been a great show tonight. So let's continue to we got a caller. He going to message back, talk about, no, you weren't. Listen, we got another call on the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, E. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Mo Garman, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you? This is a great show.
You can get on StreamYard. Cousin Clive was doing the dance for you. I'm doing very well. Wait till you see this guy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. I really wanted to mention a few things about the family business. I think y'all make some really great points. But and businesses often lack formality, you know. You need a little bit of formality function as a business. You need not just a statement saying that it's a code of conduct. You need, like, a mission, a vision, values, all that statement, and policies and procedures. You have to have that because that's going to outline how you're going to communicate. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can always take them back to that in order to facilitate clear communication. But if you don't have that to stand on, you don't really have the great foundation that you need to really run a really well-oiled machine type business. I also think that family businesses lack the ability to handle conflict because if something happens in the family, sometimes it just spills into the family business. And you need a little bit of clarity there. How are you going to handle that? So you should handle that while you're cool-headed, you know, before the conflict arises, you should already have a plan of how are we going to handle conflict. You see? That's just what I
like those points. I definitely like those points because you think about it. So if I was to use, again, picking on Uncle Micah, if we were to have an argument that had nothing to do with business,
right,
just a niece and uncle argument, just us going at it. But then within the hour, we have to have a business meeting because he's my promoter. So within the hour, we have a business meeting. He has to now shift from Uncle Micah to now being the promoter.
Right. And that happens with policies and procedures because then you can hold him accountable as an adult because right now you're talking about a adult-child relationship, right? Because that's what you grew up in this relationship, and now you both have to be on equal footing as adults, right? So you're trying to have adult-adult communication, so you have to have policies and procedures in place to help you enforce that.
I love it. Uncle Mike is texting, saying he will make the shift. I know personally, and this is not just to pick on my uncle or to pick on our relationship. I know personally my uncle has my best interest at heart. I trust him wholeheartedly. If I need something to promote it, he's on it. So I really don't have to worry. I just wanted to use that example. Clyde, if you don't hit mute, I'm going to knock. I mean, Kevin Clyde don't hit. But what I'm saying is my uncle, he definitely has my best interest at heart because I see the twofold in our relationship. He's going to make sure, one, he was always the overprotective uncle, just because my mother and myself were the only girls in the family. So he's going to make sure that his girls are protected. That's just his nature, natural nature.
Right.
Two, as the baby girl, me, and the promoter, he's not going to let anybody mess with me because he's going to be that covering respectfully, and he's going to make sure that I'm protected. So that's why I love my Uncle Michael, because he knows how to make sure I'm good. So thank you so much, Mo. I love that comment. Cousin Clyde, don't do the color purple hand. All right. We can't stand him. All right. We got another track. Listen, Cousin Clyde ain't got no sense. This is why he's a crazy Cousin Clyde. We got another track by international DJ Brother O.
Watch your back. So will I in these days and time. Fuck the slides, fall the pie. Why is why? watch them all. Stay in line, folks like the devil's mind.
Of neo soul, D'Angelo. I remember when D'Angelo first came out. He was killing it. All right, we are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, and this is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And just a brief disclaimer, tomorrow, August 4th, 2023 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, we will have the talker, Wanda Walker. Now, she makes some valid conversations. She makes you think, and she makes you really, really talk about the issues, and I love her show. So, all right, so we are talking about a family affair, family business, and we have... I don't know what crazy Cousin Clyde then disappeared to, but we have Cousin Clyde, we have Uncle Micah, and we have the branding specialist, Wes Wright. And since we all family, you about to become a big brother from another mother. So you might as well, you know what I mean, just join in the pack and just have some fun. And we make some valid points about working together as a family in a family business. And we have seen in the culture family businesses such as the Wainan Brothers. We have seen the Wynans, BBCC, Marvin Wynans, even Vicky Wynans. We have seen the DeBarges. We have seen the Jacksons. We have seen, the Kardashians.
Wait a minute. I got one for you, E. Davis. I got one for you. Think about the Wilson Brothers from Tulsa, Oklahoma, known all around the world as the Gat Band. You know what I mean? Charlie, Ronnie, and Trevor. Okay, how about that? You know what I mean? I think about them as a kid coming up, man. You know, how I was, influenced by their music. You know, and one of the songs that they did was Code, right? E. Davis, it was one of the greatest songs, and even white mainstream America didn't even know. They were talking about the 1921 bombing of Black Wall Street. You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
That was, now that's definitely a hit. What about the Bee Gees? The Bee Gees were family of, Babyface and his brothers and his cousins, they did After Seven, keeping the family. Even Eddie Murphy,
the Silvers.
Charlie Murphy on.
Talk about the Silvers. Remember how great they were. You know, Leon and his brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? And, of course, Tavares. Oh, my God. So many different brothers and sister acts, you know, in hip-hop history. You know what I mean? In R&B history. Look at the OJs and the Laverts. I'm finished.
There is, if you follow hip-hop history, Dr. Dre put Warren G on, and I was his stepbrother.
No doubt. No doubt. 213. You know what I mean? Of course, now you hitting home now. So don't be talking about California like that. Hitting home now. You know, with Warren G, Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? You know, and of course, Nate Dogg, the late, great Nate Dogg. So it's a whole lot. And also, the greatest family that I know. How about this, how, you know, WBNN is? All through 2013 to 2023, the family of hosts, alumni and active hosts, including E. Davis, y'all.
See, much love, big hearts. All right, I just want to give out some points real quick regarding family businesses that actually do well. When, like you said, when accountability, when the boundaries set, policies and procedures. One of the biggest family business in the world is Walmart. 1962, Sam Walton opened up the very first Walmart store in Bentonville, Arkansas. The company's success surpassed even Walton's expectations, and Walmart has grown into a retail giant. Sam Walton died in 1992. He left 50% of his company equity to his wife and children. His family manages and shares through the Walton Enterprise, a company set up to manage the family fortune. Many members of the Walton family have worked at the company or served on the board of directors over the years. Jim and Stuart Walton currently serve on the board of directors. There is everybody's favorite chicken, Chick-fil-A. S. Truett Cathy started Chick-fil-A in 1946, and the company is currently the third largest fast food chain in the U.S. Thanks to the unique franchise structure, Chick-fil-A currently has a 2,470 locations across the U.S., and its sales are competitive with chains that have three times as many restaurants. Throughout the years, the company has remained within the family control, as Truett's sons, Dan and Donald Cathy, currently serve as the CEO and Executive Vice President of Chick-fil-A. The family continues to stay true to its southern roots, focusing most on its expansion across the southern states. The Cathy family has expressed their dedication to preserving the legacy that S. Truett created. And last but not least, BMW. Gunther Quandet, if I'm saying it correctly, founded what would later become known as BMW in 1916. The company actually began as an airplane engine company before transitioning to one of the largest luxury manufacturers in the world. The company has gone through many name changes and transition over the years, but the family still holds a controlling 46% stake in the company. And the Quandet grandson, Stefano, currently owns at 17% stakes in the company. Throughout the years, the company has remained within the family's control. S. Truett's sons, Dan and Donald Cathy, currently serve as the CEO and Executive Vice President of the company, which I like that once you build it, you can pass it down to your children. And they see the importance and the value of the business. And it's also part of the keeping the name and legacy alive, which I completely admire. You know what I mean? And that's something that we, you know what I mean, that especially in the Black community, that, you know, setting up that generational wealth, keeping it in the family. And because the family unit is strong, then we're not going to let anybody come between this boundary. And we have a meeting, a business meeting. We know how to put family, we know how to keep family aside business. Right? Do you agree, Wes?
Absolutely.
All right, we're about to, Cousin Clyde. I don't know where you're at.
totally agree. My phone just wants to act up from time to time, my camera. But I'm here.
Okay. I definitely appreciate you still hanging out. I know this is challenging. So, with all being said, because you was knowing, you was yesing, you had an opinion, what have you changed your viewpoint on working with family?
I feel like, Clyde. Me personally, like I said, I always feel like, well, I just feel like you can work with family if that's what they want to do and it's clear. But I still feel like if I have a great relationship with you, depending on what the business is, then depending on what our relationship is, it will determine whether or not I will do this.
It will determine, okay.
Like, for instance, okay, like my brother, I who I mentioned earlier, I couldn't see myself and him working together just because personally us trying to work together wouldn't work. But I would love to work with my uncle. Now, my uncle, he wants to do another business. He's a lawyer. But he's a little iffy on the old business with me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all of this how the family member that's wanting to do business with that, you know, that's how it is.
Okay, go on mute. Wes, have you worked with family?
I have, absolutely. I have worked with family, and there's been some positive negatives. Again, you know, I can't work with everybody, so, you know, I've been open enough to opportunity that didn't really benefit me or them, for that matter. So, I mean, it's a slippery slope for sure, but, you know, it's a two-way street. Like, we're talking about the person that we want to get attached to, but also for another leading of our company, make sure that, you know, we're being respectful of the people that we're delegating tasks to in terms of, you know, how we approach them. It's easy for you to take a less professional approach with someone that you consider family as opposed to somebody that you don't even know, a complete stranger. So I just recommend that, you know, when you start business with family, make sure there's a mutual respect there. And all the way through, mutually respect there. Because, you know, I'm not going to yell and scream at Franny. So.
You might have to.
No, I just give us some deal-break bills. And if we don't move, if it doesn't work, we move on to the next person.
Like, Granny, I said.
Like, Granny, I done told you. Look,
right.
You call her by her name, Betty.
Yeah.
Buddy May. I didn't say it. No, I'm laughing. No, I get it. Okay, so do you feel that because they're family, even though within business you definitely need a contract, within business family, is the contract pressed harder?
Yes. I'm
going to
have a
contract
with you.
Elaborate.
All right, hold on a second, guys. Get closer to the mic so we can hear you guys. I don't care if you put your face on the phone so we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, go ahead, Clyde. So step into the mic a little bit. And
I like it. I feel everyone should have a contract if you're doing business, whether they're family members or not. I think business should come with a contract. It saves everybody on both ends.
Agreed, but with family. If so, your cousin Clyde, and if you were my biological cousin,
mm-hmm.
and you're a comedian, and I'm about to do a seminar,
mm-hmm.
and I need you to warm the people up, so I'm hiring you,
right.
and I'm giving you a contract. You're looking at me like, I'm your cousin. What is you doing?
Yeah, but there goes the number one issue with doing business with family. Like, you're supposed to give stuff, or you would assume, like, I'm not supposed to because you're family. But there goes the dynamic between business and family. Yeah, I'm your cousin. I'm going to open up the crowd. I'm going to warm it up for you. But still, we should still have a contract because that's business.
So the business end of it is I'm hiring Cousin Clyde. So I need a contract with Cousin Clyde.
Right.
But as my fat, you know, but so we take the family out. Now this is business.
Right. Because let's say Cousin Clyde does something that hurts your
family. Cousin Clyde will do something that will hurt the E. Davis brand. So now after the event, we have to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, let's just say, you know, like, I'm on stage and I say something that's somebody out there and a fight breaks out. You know, I'm your family member, but I'm responsible for what happened at your venue doing your business. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that contract stays in case a family member does something or unforeseen circumstances happen that you can't control. That contract will help.
I got you. All right. Oh, no, on that note, we got another track by legendary DJ, brother, international DJ, Brother O.
D'Angelo, yo. Sing to us, baby.
Honey, you bring to your cool things. Things your love breaks all the rules. Hey, you bring things that I'm a pro. But I can never seem to keep my control. I can't stand and take things so slow.
Thank you. D'Angelo. All right. The product of WBMN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling.
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks. I am calling in to support your show. I was trying to make out what, your guests were saying. I heard the last thing, and it's funny because it kind of triggered me to share something. I am the COO of Phantom Music, which is the record label of 2 times Grammy-nominated Haji, and also the president of DiBernardo Productions, and we deal with a lot of celebrities. We had, I can't say the name, of course, but we had a person who had a close relationship to the CEO. I had to make a 10-page contract for this individual. These two people were friends for a long time, even before I came in the picture. And there was things that went on behind the scenes with the person trying to contact the celebrities and doing things that were very inappropriate for the company. Me personally, I think it's great to have a family business if it works. It's absolutely great. But it depends on what your family dynamic is. Some people, you may not be able to trust your family. But if you're able to trust them and they have, like, a good mindset, I think it's a great idea. But I would say as far as the contract is concerned, I like the point that the person made where, like, if they got hurt or something like that, that can also ruin your relationship if there's no contract. You know, if money is owed or a certain job isn't completed, because a lot of times family will take advantage because they're family and they won't do what they're supposed to do. And they expect the results as if, you know, they actually did something. So I think it's very important, no matter what your relationship is with somebody, to definitely have a contract in place. Now, there's only maybe, honestly, I would say three people on the face of this earth that I probably wouldn't worry about. And one of them is my best friend because, I mean, we've done a lot of things together and I've never had a problem. I've been friends with my best friend for 25 years. And it's a relationship that not one person have I met in my entire life has had in their life, the friendship that I have. And I'm not saying that no one else has it out there, but I've never met anyone. So in situations like that, sometimes I think there's maybe a possibility where it could work out. But I think in a general sense, it's a good thing so you don't ruin that relationship with your friend or your family or anything like that. But I just have one question for you. And my question is, if a person is not, how can I put it, they don't have knowledge of how to start up a business, but they want to secure their family and they want to keep, you know, a business going within the family for generations to come, what do you think is the best step to start? What kind of business is the best thing to start up for them?
Okay, I'm sorry. The question is, if they don't have knowledge in what?
If they don't have knowledge on how to start a business or anything and they're just starting, what would be the best thing for them to invest in business with their family if they want to keep it going for generations, to create generational wealth?
I wouldn't hire them if they don't have knowledge in the business.
No, I'm not asking would you hire them. I'm asking if they wanted to start a business for themselves, what would be the best step for them to start and to gain knowledge? What would be the best business for them to start to create generational wealth for themselves?
They can go to Google and find out how to start this type of business.
I think you kind of misunderstand my question. I'm asking what kind of business do you think is best for them to start? Like, in your opinion, what is it? Not Google, but your opinion, what is the best thing for them to, what kind of business is best for them to start? Where they can, it's easy for them to start.
Okay, well, so you're asking about a question on starting a business.
I'm asking for people, for the 23 million listeners that we have, you know, like some people may not be in the business world and they may want to start. So I'm asking on behalf of not for myself, but for the 23 million listeners that we have, I'm asking for someone that may wonder, what could they do to get into the business world if they don't have knowledge on how to start a business? What would be the best thing for them to get started for their family, like as a family business?
I would find out. They need to pinpoint what they're good at in Google how to make it a business. They can even go to school for business management.
Okay.
That response should be about finding their passion, what they love.
I can't really hear, I'm sorry, I can't really hear you that good. I don't know if you're, like, too far away from the phone.
Well, speak up into the microphone.
Can you hear me better now? I was saying that the cornerstone of that advice that she just gave is finding the passion that they
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Well, he said find the passion. They need to find maybe the passion that they're good at, and then they can build the business from that.
Okay.
Well, all right, Tiana, when is your next show?
My next show is August 16th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, and my other show is August 25th, The Power of Thoughts. At 9:30 p.m. Yep, you're welcome.
You have a great night. Okay. So we are at my favorite time of the show, which is coming up on Ngozi time. Let me give my final thoughts. I am a strong believer in building up Black business. I'm a strong believer in building up the community. I'm also a firm believer in working with your family because your family does have your best interest at heart, whether you're a friend of the family or you're actually a family member. I know that when I do my book signings events, I definitely fall back on my husband to help set up my table because he's just that. I have a vision and he executes. I step out of the way, and he sets up the table for display. He's that guy that I rely on. My daughter, I solicit her to assist with bagging up the books, taking the payments because I want her to understand the business concept, and she's a great assistant in that area. I'm a firm believer in keeping it in the family. Now, there are times where you just like, no, I can't go to that cousin or that person because they're not business minded. It's also important to have a business mind when you work with family because, again, they can shift from just being the relative and know how to handle the business. And those are my final thoughts. Clyde, do you have any final thoughts? What about you, Wes? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you. You're doing a wonderful thing, and I'll hopefully I'll be excited.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
I'm here. My mic is on the end, so I want to thank you again for having me on the show, and I just want to see about there as listeners to know that if you want to start a business, just find something that you love, that you like. Don't ever start a business
And let's see, is it time for a Ngozi time, big bro?
Thank you.
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful D'Angelo tonight on these wonderful Beverly Nation outstanding opportunities. And, of course, we want to thank E. Davis tonight for outstanding, you know, transcript for us to be able to understand how family should work together. Come on now. And, of course, tomorrow night we come back on these outstanding WNN host family networks with a young lady that is the class of 2023. Her name is Wanda Walker. The name of the show is The Talker, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, you know, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele, my name goes to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@mindgmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele, my name goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to the class of 2020, the wonderful E. Davis.
All right, all right, all right. I am excited. I'm going to sleep well tonight. We had a great show with Cousin Clyde, Uncle Micah, and Wes Wright. Follow all of them on Facebook for updates and information on the whereabouts and what's new. It's just important if you do work with family to maintain the family structure and also maintain the business standard. And that way your business will be successful because it's just strictly business. Everyone have a great night and God bless.